Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about the drama at OpenAI, specifically around the time of Sam Altman's temporary ouster. It's a wild ride, folks, so buckle up.
A bunker? Seriously? I mean, what kind of pre-apocalyptic thinking is going on at OpenAI?
Right? Ilya Sutskever, OpenAI's chief scientist, was apparently so convinced AGI was imminent, he was talking about building a bunker for the core scientists. Optional, of course. But you know, optional.
Okay, so maybe a little dramatic. But the article paints a picture of a company struggling to balance its lofty goals with the pressures of hypergrowth, right?
Exactly. Sutskever was apparently torn, excited about AGI's potential, but terrified of its risks. And he felt Altman was prioritizing growth over safety, potentially jeopardizing everything. This led him and Mira Murati, then CTO, to approach the board.
And that's where the boardroom drama kicks in.
Oh, yes. The independent board members, already harboring concerns about Altman, took Sutskever and Murati's concerns seriously, ultimately deciding to oust Altman.
So, Sutskever, initially the driving force behind removing Altman, ends up backtracking? That's a twist.
A massive one. Sutskever's communication during the all-hands meeting was a disaster. He couldn't, or wouldn't, explain the reasons behind Altman's removal, leaving employees confused and angry. Plus, Altman and Brockman framed the ouster as a coup, further fueling the fire.
I see. Interesting.
Precisely. Murati's position as interim CEO became untenable, Sutskever panicked, and Altman was reinstated. It really highlights how a small group of people can wield enormous power in shaping the future of AI. Quite a story, right?
It is, and the article goes on to argue that OpenAI has strayed from its original ideals, prioritizing profit over its mission. It's become everything it vowed not to be.
Yeah, the author, Karen Howe, points to OpenAI's massive valuation, its increasing secrecy, and the industry-wide shift towards less transparency as evidence of this. And then, there are the real-world consequences, like the exploitation of Kenyan workers and the displacement of artists.
It's a sobering reminder of the potential downsides of unchecked technological advancement. What's your takeaway from all this?
Well, for me, it underscores the urgent need for better governance of AI. We can't let the future of this incredibly powerful technology be determined solely by the whims of a few Silicon Valley elites. We need broader, more democratic participation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity, not just a select few. Got it? And with that, it's time to wrap up this episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.